Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll celebrate the birthday of one of the most beloved of French composers, Emmanuel Chabrier, born January 18, 1841. I'll tell you more about him after we hear his most famous song, L'Île Heureuse, Happy Island. You can find the translations of tonight's songs at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. That was L'Île Heureuse, Happy Isle, by Chabrier, the focus of tonight's edition of Singing and Other Sins. The singer was Felicity Lott and pianist Graham Johnson. We'll hear this wonderful song off and on throughout tonight's program. Not only is it his most performed song, but it seems to reflect the happy personality of Chabrier, who nonetheless died of complications of syphilis at the age of 53 in 1894. Chabrier was enjoyed as a person in a way that I've not encountered among other composers. He was friendly with painters and collected the works of Manet, Monet, and Cézanne, buying their paintings before Impressionism became fashionable. He also personally knew the poets of his time, whose words he often set in his songs. many composers who didn't admire each other's works appreciated Chabrier. They include Debussy, Ravel, Richard Strauss, Satie, Stravinsky, and the group of composers known as Les Six. Poulenc, a member of that group, would go so far as to write Chabrier's first biography. But before I go further, let's get back to his songs. As I mentioned, the words and translations can be found at hawaiipublicradio.org/singinganothersins. I want to play one of my favorite Chabrier songs, the Villanelle of the Little Ducks, Les Petits Canards. There is wit and fun in this song, noting the waddling, regular lines of the ducks and comparing them to the good country folk. At the end, amoureux et nasillard, loving and nasal, you'll hear the baritone, Julien Giovannetti, go nasal.
Les petits canards tout au bord de la rivière comme de beaux compagnards. Barboteurs et frétillards heureux de troubler l'eau claire, ils vont, les petits canards. Ils semblent un peu jobards, mais ils sont à leur affaire comme de beaux compagnards. Dans l'eau pleine de tétards, où tremble une herbe légère, ils vont, les petits canards, marchant par groupes et par d'une allure régulière, comme de bons campagnards. Dans le beau vert d'épinards, de l'humide cressonnière, ils vont, les petits canards, et quoique petits canards, ils ont humeur des bonheurs comme de beaux campagnards. Faisons en cercle pavard un vrai bruit de pétaudière. Ils vont, les petits canards, dodus, lustrés et gaillards, ils sont gais à leur manière, comme de bons campagnards. Amoureux et nasillards, chacun avec sa commère. Ils vont, les petits canards, comme de beaux campagnards.
Chabrier's Villanelle of the Little Ducks, Les Petits Canards, was performed by Julien Giovannetti with Tasso Yiannopoulou at the piano. Do follow along with the witty words at hawaiipublicradio.org/singinganothersins as we hear the song for a second time.
Faisons en cercle bavard un vrai illustres et gaillards, ils sont gais à leur manière, comme de bons compagnards. Heureux et nasillards, chacun avec sa commère. Ils vont, les petits canards, comme de
soprano Felicity Lott and pianist Graham Johnson in Chabrier's Villanelle of the Little Ducks, Les Petits Canards. You're listening to Singing in Other Sins and enjoying the wonderful Mélodie of Chabrier in celebration of his birthday. Let's stay with the animal songs and hear his Ballade des Gros Dindons, or Fat Turkeys. Listen to the interludes and you'll hear a quote from the serenade from Mozart's Don Giovanni.
Les gros dindons à travers champs d'un passo à l'année tranquille par les matins, par les couchants bêtement marchent dans la file devant la pastoure qui file dans le vieux fredon vont en procession docile les gros dindons. Ils vous ont l'air de gros marchands remplis d'une morgue imbécile, de bailles rogues et méchants vous regardant d'un œil hostile. Le rouge pend de leurs cils, ils semblent parmi les chardons gravement tenir en consigne les gros dindons. La de digne compagnie d'île. Et lorsqu'au lointain compagnie, Angélus fait ses lentintons, il regagne leur domicile. Les gros tintons.
Did you hear the Don Giovanni serenade at the end? That was the Ballade of the Fat Turkeys, or the Gros Dindons by Chabrier, with baritone Stephen Varkle and pianist Graham Johnson. It seems that everything is topsy-turvy in that song, so you definitely need to hear it again. But let's have an interlude of a piano piece of Chabrier. This is his Village Dance. Thank you. heard Alain Planet in Chabrier's Village Dance. Now let's return for a second chance to hear his Ballade of the Fat Turkeys or the Gros Dindon.
Les gros dindons à travers champs de pas solennel et tranquille, par les matins, par les couchons, bêtement marchent à la file. Devant la pastoure qui file, offre ton nom de vie et fredon, vont en procession d'asile, le gros dindon. Vous ont l'air de gros marchands remplis d'une morgue imbécile. De bas irogues et méchants vous regardent d'un œil hostile. Le rouge pendre l'oc oscille. Il semble parmi les charadons gravement tenir un concile. Les gros dindons. N'ayant jamais trouvé touchant, laissant que le rossignol file, ils suivent lourds et trébuchants, l'indigne comme un édile. Et lorsqu'au lointain compagnie, l'Angélus fait ses landindos, ils regagnent leur domicile, les gros dindons. Prud'homme gras, leurs seuls penchants sont vers le pratique et l'utile. Pour eux, l'amour et le douchant sont un passe-temps trop futile. Bourgeois de la joie volatile, arrondissant de noir pedant, ils se fichent de tout idylle. Les gros dindons.
Julien Giovannetti with Tasso Yiannopoulou piano performing the Ballad of the Fat Turkeys or Gros Dindons. On this edition of Singing in Other Sins, we're hearing Chabrier melody or songs. I told you that I'd sprinkle his Happy Isle throughout the program, and the next version is a classic 1936 recording with Pierre Barnac Bertone and Francis Boulenc at the piano.
Dans le golf, aux jardins ombreux, des couples blonds d'amants heureux ont fleuri les matelots gourmeux de ta galère et caressé de doux étés notre beau navire enchanté vers des pays de volupté font l'onde claire. Vois, nous sommes les souverains des lumineux déserts marins sur les flots ravis et sereins. vers son oreille. Tes parmes ont le pouvoir d'embaumer au loin l'air du soir, et dans tes yeux je crois revoir le ciel des grèves. Là-bas, là-bas, au soleil, surgit le cher pays vermeil, d'où s'élève un chant de réveil et d'allégresse. C'est l'île heureuse aux cieux légers, où parmi les lys étrangers,
Pierre Bernac, Bertone, and Francis Poulenc at the piano in Chabrier's L'Île Heureuse, or Happy Isle. Very good sound from 1936, no? Let's now return to the animal songs of Chabrier and hear Les Cigales, or the Cicadas. You can read the French poetry and English translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singinginothersins.
Plus calme, toujours.
The rich voice of Susan Graham, mezzo-soprano, and Malcolm Martineau, piano, in Chabrier's Les Cigales, or The Cicadas. Before we hear this song again, let's sample a bit of Chabrier's orchestra music. Chabrier's Joyeuse Marche was performed in that classic 1957 recording with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Sir Thomas Beecham. As usual, I need to thank Dennis Moore for locating the rare instrumental selections we hear on Singing and Other Sins. Let's return now to another vintage recording, this from 1954, of the renowned René Doria, in Chabrier's Les Cigales or the Cicadas.
Le soleil est droit sur la sente, l'ombre bleue vit sous les figuiers, ces cris au loin multipliés, ce midi qui chante, sous l'astre qui conduit le cœur des chanteuses dissimulées. Jette leurs roques illuminées, de quelle fatigable cœur. Les cigales, ces bestioles, ont plus d'âme que les violes. Les cigalons chantent mieux que les violons. Sous les oliviers rabougris, étoilés de fleurettes pâles, aigrises de chanter ainsi, elles font leur musique folle, et toujours leurs chansons s'envolent des touffes du gazon rosé. Les cigales, ces bestioles, ont plus d'âme que les pignoles. Les cigales, les cigalons,
soprano, with Tasso Yanopulo piano supplying the cricket sounds in Chabrier's Les Cigales or the Cicadas. Let's make a small excursion into the world of opera to hear the gypsy song from Le Roi Malgré Lui, the king in spite of himself. In this Chabrier aria, the slave Minka combines the languorous tones of a daydream with the wild rhythms of the Tsardas.
Thank you.
I chanced to hear the gypsy aria from Chabrier's Le Roi Malgré Lui, The King in Spite of Himself, performed by Nathalie Dessay, with Patrick Fournillier conducting the Orchestre Philharmonique de Monte Carlo. But this is Singing in Other Sins, where the emphasis is on art song. I promise to sprinkle Chabrier's best-known song, L'Île Heureuse, throughout the program, and it's that time. Soprano Renée Doria with Tasso Yannopoulou piano in Chabrier's Happy Isle, in that classic 1954 recording. Let's return now to our survey of other Chabrier songs with a serious one called Chanson pour Jean.
Thank you. gazouiller mes anges et que Jeanne gazouille aussi.
That was Stéphane Degout with Hélène Lucas piano in Chabrier's Chanson pour Jean. Not one of his best known songs, it certainly bears a second hearing.
demoiselle et Jeanne aussi. Rien ne vit dans ce monde-ci et j'attends son
Chabrier's Chanson pour Jean, this time with Stephen Varco, baritone, and pianist Graham Johnson. You're listening to Singing in Other Sins and a celebration of the birthday of Emmanuel Chabrier. One of the overlooked mélodies of Chabrier that I enjoy is his Tes yeux bleus, your blue eyes. Chabrier's Tes yeux bleus, your blue eyes, performed by Felicity Lott with Graham Johnson. I hope you've enjoyed this birthday celebration of the Mélodie of Chabrier. Next week and the week after, The Mass of Life by Delius. This is Gary Hickling. Aloha.